We are learning Masechtas Vavas with Daflam Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are beginning. We'll start again around 7-8 lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Ahud Amal Chavri, my boy is Vayara. Guys, tell his friend, what are you doing with my property? Only Menochsvint, I bought it from you. I'm here for 3 years. But you never rioted it. So I see Chad Sahada, the Oklo Tlash Shani. He brought a riot, brought one aid. He actually brought the aid that he was here for 3 years. So Rabbanan Kameh, Rabbanan thought to say, Kameh Abaya, Lameima, Hainu Naskh the Rababa. This is like the case of Naskh Rababa. Like we started talking about yesterday, that's Pashut that he loses the property because he doesn't have Chazaka 3 years. I has one aid, it's not enough. The Shaila is, what's the deal with the Peri? That's the question, what's the deal with the Peri? Do the Peris go back or not? Because on one hand, he's saying he has a Chazaka, so the Peris are his. On the other hand, it does not go Chazaka. And he's moed the eighth to Paris. So what's the halacha regarding the Paris? That was the, yesterday. I was asking, what do you mean? If you take the Paris when you're showing you it's chazaka, it's good kasha. But let's see what the Gemara says. So Gemara says that they didn't know what to do in such a case. So they thought that this is like nascha de rababa. Sabra bonon kamei davar lema hayro nascha de rababa. It's the same story, like the story of nascha de rababa, and we'll see the psak there. I'm going to tell it to our psak. The huahu gavra. Not the psak, our story to make a psak by us. The chot of nascha mechavrei. So the first klal you have to know, Rambam talks about this barichas, is that if you grab something from your friend and two eidim see you doing it, it belongs to the friend. Because whoever's holding on to an item when it's vatatlim is chazaka, it's his. It's chazaka komash utachas yodah shalayhu. So the nascha belongs to the friend you took it from. And here the story was, a guy grabbed a naska, a bar of gold from his friend. Osla kamei de Rab Ami. Have a yosef Rab Ava kamei. So they came to the shaila in front of Rab Ami. They're both saying that that bar of gold is mine. So they're sitting, they came to Rab Ami, and Rab Ava was sitting there. Aizi chad sahada, the michtav chot v'minayu. So the original owner, we'll call him the original owner, brought a raya, brought an aid, that this guy grabbed it from me, and it really belongs to me. Omale, he answered, in chatvi, v'didi chatvi. I taka grabbed it, but it was mine. So Amar Avami, heichin adayin adayin al hayadina. How should we pass like this halach? Well, what should we do over here? Now again, so we'll give you the three scenarios that would be pashut. If there'll be two edim saying that Shimon grabbed it from Reuven, two edim said it, say that. So it's pashut, it goes back to Reuven, because it's Yehemid Mamun al chaskasai, that the muchzik is the guy who was holding it originally. Now two edim said that Shimon took it from Reuven. It belongs to Reuven. There wouldn't be a shavas to aid him on that. Now, it was only aid echad, and the guy said, and if only aid echad, and the guy says it's not true, I never grabbed it, and he made a shvua connected that aid, that would work also. If Shimon says I never grabbed it, it was always mine. As one aid saying that Shimon grabbed from Reuven, he could just make a shvua and say lechatafti. That would also make him. That would also not be a shaila. Third option would be is if you didn't have Eirech at all. If you didn't have Eirech at all, also I could say it's mine. You know, Riot, I grabbed it. The problem here is you have Eirechod, and he was Moida that he grabbed it, just said the Dichatata, that I grabbed my own. That's the Shaila here. Hechidan Haidina. L'shalim, to pay, that you make him pay, like a Chay Sadi. There's no two Eidim over here that said that he grabbed it, so why should he give it back? Lift the Ray, so let him say, it's mine. There's one aid saying that he grabbed it, and that makes it Reuven's. Make a shvua l'shtava, to make a shvua ha'omah michtav chotve. He's saying that he grabbed his moida, so he can't contradict the aid. He can't swear connected aid. He's being masking to the aid. V'kivadom v'chotva havelik gazlan. So the way Rashbam learns, havelik gazlan means someone having regards to a gazlan. Just like a gazlan can't make a shvua. This guy cannot make a shvua either. Why can't he make a shvua? Because he's being moideh his chatvi. So what's he make a shvua? He can't make a shvua that I didn't grab it. I grabbed it. He said he grabbed it. So he can't make a shvua.
It's his.
Huh? Make
a shvua that it's his. Grabbed it, but it was
mine. So very good. So why does he make a shvua that it's his? So that's not what the aid is being mechayiv. The aid's being mechayiv is shvua that not saying it's his or not. The aidach is saying he grabbed it. And the only way to get rid of the aid is by saying loy chatvi. Now, what Moshe is asking is, I still have a migu. I could have said loy chatvi. I could have said I didn't grab it, and I made a shvua, and I would have won. Now that I'm saying chatvi, so let him make a shvua, and let him win, because I can say the migu needed a shvua. I'll make a shvua now also. I'll make a shvua as now also. So that's Tosis kasha. Tosis asks his kasha. Tosis says, does the master have a mechuyev shvua? Tosis says, what's the big deal? Let him make a shvua, and then he still has a migu. So Tosis answers that still it's a migu da azam, because it's harder to say loy chatvi, because then you have to be makash deid. That's why he didn't say that, because he doesn't want to be makash deid. It's harder to contradict someone. Now it's much easier. He says, yeah, I grabbed it, but it's mine. And therefore there's no migu. So the problem over here is you have a chiv shvua technically, and there's nothing to do about it. So Rab Abba said, and Rab Abba said, what should we do? What should be the psak? Om Rab Abba, have mechuyev shvua, sheni yachol yishava, v'chol mechuyev shvua, sheni yachol yishava, mashalom. The famous halacha of Rab Abba we have all over Shas, that someone's mechuyev shvua, and he can't swear, and whoever has mechuyev shvua can't swear, has to pay.
Why can't he swear?
Because he's being maskim to the Eirecha, that is chatvi.
That
wasn't the chiv shvua that the Eirecha made. There's no the shvua he's mechayev was that you have to contradict me. If like this, if you believe me the Eirecha, so then the halacha belongs to Reuven. Teretz is you contradicting me, you're not contradicting, you're agreeing to me. You have no namanas on that. So we just spoke at Teretz kasha, let the namanas be mekayech migu, but there's no migu. So the ma'ase, you have no namanas, so the problem is, mechayev shvua. So that's the halacha of Nasi Rav Abba, that's a given. We pass the Nasi Rav Abba. Rav Abba holds that mechayev shvua shava. So you might want the shtar tzu to hear also. Now let's put the thinking caps on. So we said back to the case of the shtar, back to the case of the chazaka of 3 years. So he said now, that should be the same halacha of a chazaka 3 years. You have an eidecha saying he ate 3 years. Now, so they should make a shvua, and he ate 3 years of peiris. Now, he's giving back the karka. So he should make a shvua, I didn't eat peiris. But the problem is he's masking me ate the peiris. He's just saying it's his. So chayav to come as v'chayav the peiris. That's what you come as, v'chayav the peiris. The Elm was asking this kasha yesterday, that what do you mean? It's v'malashach. If you're going to mask him to take my peiris from me, because I can't make a shvua, so then you'll be masking to have a chazaka. So how could it be such a thing? So the ma'aseh I found in the Aliyas to Rabbeinu Yoina, which means the Sefer Rabbeinu Yoina on Babas, he asks his kasha, what's the havamina? He has a kasha. And he says, Alom de Shavart. He says, you can mechalak two things. Klapi the chazaka, I don't have to weigh them. But klapi the peiris, have eidach, makes it, he splits it up, a shikl, even though it's a pella a little bit. But that's the gemara's havamina if you want to be medamit nasker baba and say like this. Just like an Asker Baba, because he can't contradict the aid, so then the aid becomes the Nemon. Here also, the aid becomes the Nemon here, that he ate the Peiros. If he ate the Peiros, so then he has to pay the Peiros. I can ask me, became the Nemon, it's a Chazak also. Let's see, Mar says, no, I'm Le Abaya. No, Shaykhis. I'm Le Abaya. Me, Domi, it's not Domi with an Asker Baba. Why? Hosom Sahado La Ruye Kaasi. There, by an Asker Baba, the aid, is coming to weaken Shimon's tzad. He's coming to say, you grabbed it, and it belonged to Reuven. It was in Reuven's hand. So, if another aid came with that aid, they would take it away from him. So basically, what I'm saying like this is, the aid echad is mechayiv, whatever two aidim would have been mechayiv, whatever two aidim would have done, the aid echad does with a shvua. So by naskha the Rav Abba, if two aidim would come and say, Shimon grabbed them from Reuven, they go back to Reuven. So now the shvua tuzah the same thing. If you can't make the shvua, it goes back to Reuven. Over here, if you had two edim, what would happen? The machzik would get it. So how can you say a shvua? So a shvua is not going to do anything different than that. If you can't make a shvua, if anything, you get it. It's no dimdim. Me dami hasam sahad la ruy kaasi kaasa chivade mafkin liminei hachol suye kais. Come bring a riot to him. Kaasi. If he would have another aid, they would put it into his hands. So therefore, how can you say such a thing? We'll read the Rashbam a little bit. He's coming to bring a riot to him. If you have another aid with him, you would put it in the hand of the machzik. It's not coming to weaken his tzad, but Zokter Rashbam, a couple of times he has the karka, really the chazaka. The ma'aseh is going to lose the karka. Why? Because he doesn't have the chazaka. But he can't be chayiv by the erech, because the erech can't be mechayiv more than it would be with two edim. And with two edim, he would get the property. So it can't be mechayiv you the payers. That's what Rabbi says. And what would it be What would it be comparable to? I'll give you a case how it would be similar to Nasker Rav Abba. The story would be that Reuven tells Shimon, "You stole my arrow." And he ate Paris 2 years. That's what Reuven tells Shimon. And Shimon says, "What do you mean? You sold it to me." Now, Shimon does not have Eide Chazaka, so he has to give back the karka. And he doesn't have Chazaka. Now, he has to swear about the Paris that he bought it. And then he'll be potter. Because there, it's like a Pesha also, Pesha Hitter. But if he had an aid, if there'd be an aid that said he ate Paris for 2 years, so then the halacha would be that you would have to pay the Paris for 2 years. Why? Because there, Reuven brought one aid that he ate Paris 2 years. And the aid says that he only ate 2 years. That's the response fix that. The aid says he only ate 2 years. That would be the aid echad. He only ate 2 years. So now he has to pay back the Paris. I just swear. Here is being moida that he ate 2 years. Because he says, when he asked him, he said, "What do you mean? I'm here with a chazaka. I was here." So he was moida to that. So in such a case, it's like this. If he wouldn't have ate echad, he wouldn't have to pay. Why? Because he has a migul. He could have said, "I never ate the Paris." Shimon says. And since he's moida ate the Paris, he's saying, "Did I ate my own, you don't have to pay." But here, Reuven brings the ate echad that he only ate 2 years, and that's it. So in such a case, you would have the case of Nasker Rav Abba. The Matoich She'en Yochel Hashem Mashalim. As the Gemara says, Eli'id Dam Yehod Rav Abba would be a story if it be Chad Sada V'latar Tashani for 2 years V'lapeiri and to get back to Paris. So it comes out, the story that we have with the Eidach of 3 years, the car goes back, but the Paris you don't have to pay. Because you have no way to get the Paris from you. In Manoshach, if you mask to me, I ate the Paris, I have a Chazalko. Teretz, I'm not saying it's mine. Teretz is of Eid Echad. Eid Echad is being a riot to me. And the Eid Echad would be, with two Eidim, what it would help. What would help. That's what would help. So like upon him, that's the bottom line, how we're learning over here, Pshat, that there, you won't get the Paris. But in case of one Eid on 2 years, you'll get the Paris.